This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The 2020 census is not the only counting effort in Western Alaska this year. Debuting in the beginning of February, a comprehensive language survey of Inupiaq will project speaker counts and gauge attitudes of Alaska's Inupiaq community. KNOM's JoJo Phillips reports on the importances of the survey, as well as the coalition behind it.
In April of 2018, the Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute, the ANLRI, recognized a need for a language survey across the state. With that goal in mind, the Key Coalition, short for Kapiginutit Inupiaq-Anishinaabe, was formed. Kiranak Cordelia Kelly, who sits on the coalition's board, describes where Key comes from.
We were having discussions about what we could call ourselves, and our elder said, you know, Kapiginutit means that we are passionate, and Inupiaq-Anishinaabe is like through our language, like through speaking our language. So together it's like, you know, through speaking our language, like we are passionate, and that's what the name means.
As a name, Key functions on multiple levels. In colloquial Inupiaq, Key is often translated as a call to action in the vein of let's go. Kelly says the coalition functions as a connective tissue and platform for Inupiaq speakers and allies across the state to communicate with one another. She points to last year's Key Summit held in Kotzebue as an important step in identifying needs for the community.
And it was through this three-day discussion, this three-day summit, that the need for a language survey was identified.
The survey was developed by Dr. Edna McLean, a member of the North Slope Borough's Inupiaq History, Language, and Culture Commission. It includes a number of specific questions to gauge the participants' attitudes towards the language, as well as their degree of fluency.
Halfway good and halfway tired.
Iagak Miles Creed, a member of the Key Coalition, is completing a PhD in linguistics at the University of Victoria. On a recent conference call, he explained why such specifics are valuable.
We do have a number of semi-fluent speakers or a good amount of language learners, and that can give us a larger breadth of knowledge about how many people actually are learning, how many people are speaking.
Other questions on the survey focus on where the language is used and how often. While Kelly stresses the importance of having accurate speaker counts, she says the depth of the survey is what the Key Coalition is most excited about.
So it's important to get qualitative data because then you're starting to understand the nature and the relationship and the ways that Inupiaq is showing up in people's lives today. And you're also gleaning some understanding of like the attitudes that people have about, you know, language. And to be able to get that type of assessment will be really important because another area that's been identified from our 2019 summit was the need for a language plan.
To ensure that the coalition has an accurate understanding of the region, Kelly and her team plan to spend the first 120 days of the survey using social media to advertise. Then the team will meet and identify gaps in their data, such as Alaska Native villages that might not have access to reliable internet. Kelly is open to going door to door if she has to, but is also planning on relying on regional organizations and their support.
At that point, we will likely be depending on local organizations. For example, that we would likely look to a regional partner to in turn take the paper copy and send it out to, you know, their contacts at local tribes. And that would take some institutional or organizational support.
The survey is currently available on the Key Coalition's website, where you can also find their proclamation of 2020 as the Year of Inupiaq Language. Reporting in Nome, I'm JoJo Phillips.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.